Good evening. Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us. Multiple churches represented. We have, if you're from Wai'ehu Community Church, raise your hand. Wai'ehu, a couple of people. Sprinkled. From Kahului Baptist, raise your hand. Kihei Baptist, raise your hand. Welcome. If you're from another church, raise your hand. Are you guys, I don't know, maybe you're visiting from off island. Welcome. It's glorious to gather as multiple churches to get together. And this is a very, very simple service. The only thing that we prepared was the breaking up the scripture verses, and I let Nick know which songs he should be prepped to sing. And that's it. No one prepped to speak or to preach or anything like that. And the reason is we really wanted to gather and to focus on the glorious, miraculous story of the birth of Christ and the coming of Emmanuel, which is God with us. Amen? His name is Jesus, which means the Lord saves, right? And so tonight we will do very little other than look at this story and try to take it in. So I would just challenge you to prep your hearts to take in, again, a story that you've read a lot of times. I don't know how many times you've read the story throughout the years, but you should never get tired of reading the story. I don't know how many times you've thought about the truths that we see in the story of Jesus coming, but you should never not be overwhelmed with joy at what has been accomplished in Jesus Christ putting on flesh and coming to dwell with us as God made man. Amen? And so, what we're going to do is we're going to read a section of Scripture, we're going to read a part of the story, and then we're going to sing. And we're going to read another part of the story, and then we're going to sing. And we're going to read another part of the story, and then we're going to sing. And that's all we're doing. And praise the Lord. And then we're going to light some candles, and it's going to be good. And so, I would invite you to turn to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. I would encourage you, if you are reading, I'm being told from multiple people in the audience that the microphone needs to be right here, okay? So really act like you're about to chew on it, okay? We're going to read scripture and we're going to sing. I enjoy standing for that. I understand that we're asking you to stand for a long time if we do that for the whole service, but I want to invite you, if you're able and you feel up to standing for a long time, to go ahead and stand as we read the word and as we sing together. And if you need to take a break and sit, you can do that later on. This is the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter. I'll read verses 5 to 25. In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. He had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord, a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people."
Well, before we sing, just a couple housekeeping things. Just me on a guitar, and it's all of you people. And so what we get to do is we get to sing and use our voices. And I encourage you and I challenge you, see if you can overpower. Just let's sing the roof off of this building, because there is nothing better in all the universe than to sing about the story we just heard and about the story we will continue to hear and the story we will sing. And we will sing for all of eternity. Because as they were waiting, so we are waiting, longing for the second advent, the return of Christ, because death doesn't win. Death has an expiration date. Suffering has an end date. And we sing those glorious things tonight. Amen? What a beautiful thing, all of us together here under this building from so many different places, but we get to sing the same glorious story. So, yeah, let's sing the roof off of this place. I'm sure Kihei Baptist, they won't mind if we do that. And at certain points, I will stop playing on my guitar, and that's your cue to sing even louder. All right? Okay. Come thou long-expected Jesus. Come thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Joy to those who long to see the day spring from on high appear. Come, thou promised rod of Jesse, of thy birth we long to hear. O'er the hills the angels singing news, glad tidings of a birth. Go to him, your praises bringing, Christ the Lord has come to earth. Come to earth to taste our sadness, he whose glories knew no end. By his life he brings us gladness, our Redeemer, Shepherd, Friend. Leaving riches without number, born within a cattle stall. This the everlasting wonder, Christ was born the Lord of all. You can go ahead and have a seat, Chris.
Betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month, and with her, who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
If you would like, you can remain seated or you can stand as we sing, "What Child Is This?" And just the wonder of Son of God, come as man, come as a baby, an infant. This song, What Child Is This? Allow us to be struck by the awe and wonder of our infinite God come as baby.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary.
My lies he in such mean estate.
Lies he in such mean estate, where ox and lamb are feeding. Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is preaching. Nails fear shall pierce him through the cross, before for me, for you. Hail, hail the Lord.
continue in Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home.
Let's magnify and glory in the Lord together as we sing. All glory to Jesus forever. We lift high the name of our Savior. All glory to Jesus forever. We lift high the name of our Savior. All glory to Jesus forever. We lift high the name of our Savior. All glory to Jesus forever. We lift high the name of our Savior. Away in a manger. Away in a manger. Baby is born, the sovereign of heaven, whom angels adore, is wrapped in the weakness of our mortal frame. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Away in a manger. Away in a manger a servant is born. Take nothing to raise up the hopeless and poor. With grace as his burden and love as his yoke, the gentle Lord Jesus will shepherd our souls. Away in a manger, a Savior's born.
Away in a manger, a Savior is born. The crown will be given, will pierce him with thorns. The king will be cursed with our sin and our shame. The blameless Lord Jesus will die in our place.
Wait a minute.
For Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord has shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, No, he shall be called John. And they said to her, None of your relatives is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, His name is John. And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of the salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to be your Israel.
Oh, come now, taste
him. Oh, come now, taste him from on high, and cause thy light on us. This first truly clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice,
A decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
One of the hymn writers saw fit to insert into there some of the truths that we have been declaring for centuries upon centuries, and that's in the Nicene Creed. And in the Nicene Creed, they highlight the incarnation and that Jesus is God. And it says in the Nicene Creed, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, we believe the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. And so we get to sing that this morning as we sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. And as you know in the chorus, we start with, O come, let us adore him. And then we crescendo a bit. And we sing a little louder, O come, let us adore him. And then we declare loudly, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And so you want to do that? You can go ahead and you start the chorus off and then get louder as we build and we call each other to come and adore Christ, the Lord, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not created. Would you, if you're able and you would want to, stand as we sing.
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. In Christ the Lord, God of God, light of light, though he abhors not the virgin womb, Mary the begotten, not created. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told of them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Now, if you want, you can stand as we sing Angels We Have Heard on High. We're going to sing a couple songs back to back. We get to sing tonight, and during Christmas time, you may have sung in Latin the last few weeks. That's fun, right? We get to sing in English and Latin tonight, so we're going to sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo. If you didn't know how we're all saying it, in excelsis Deo is how we're going to sing it, and that's Latin for glory to God in the highest heavens. And that's what the angels were declaring and proclaiming, the glory of God. And so, big breaths before we sing it, and just shouting Gloria just sounds just so amazing, but we're giving glory to God, just like the angels did, and it results in peace among those with whom he is pleased, to us, his saints. Let's sing that together.
Angels we have heard on high, singing o'er the place, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Oh, And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what he had said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
Sing the first Noel, and Noel is an old French word that's derived from an old Latin word that means born. And so we sing Noel, Noel, Noel. We're singing born, born, born. He is born. Incarnation is good news. It is the victorious Christ who is born, who suffered, who died, and who was raised. And because of that, It is a light to the Gentiles, glory to the people of Israel. So let's, if you're able, stand and as we sing the first Noel. First Noel.
The first Noel, earth and heaven embrace, as a virgin beheld her newborn babe. From realms on high to a manger on earth, salvation had dawned in a lowly birth. No. Its shadow and darkness reigns.
We have one more song left, Joy to the World, and we're going to do our candlelight at that time. So I'm going to read a scripture, and as soon as I read the scripture, we have some matches here. I'm going to pass that around. The lights are going to be hit. If you have kids with you and you are entrusting them with the flame, do not let them walk around with it by themselves, please. So you can sing the roof off this house, but let's not burn the roof down, please. Yeah, so we're going to sing one more song. Lights are going to hit. But before that, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, which is that famous passage in the Old Testament that glories in the incarnation of Jesus. And it says, "For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given." And I want you to read that. It is a personalized word to you, right? This is for to me. You should read that as Jesus to me is given, a son is given, a child is born, and he is what I need. He is my hope. He is the light in the darkness. He is the Redeemer. He is the Messiah. He is the promised deliverer of his people. He will save me from my sins if I trust in him. And so we're going to see that in Isaiah chapter 9, 1 through 7. So this is God's word, and it says, "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."